There's a game that has gone gold, a new Grind Theft Audio Trilogy update, and can you find Spider-Man? Welcome to the GQDN, meaning Group Quest, Daily News for November 30th, 2021. I am your host, Joe. So today, Dying Light 2 has gone gold. Dying Light 2 Stay Human is complete right now, and the action RPG is on track for February 4th. So there's a release date for next year, and the game has gone gold. That's according to a Techland tweet that was found on bluenews.com. So you can check that out yourself. And all they did was the tweet in itself, and that's all that it says. So really, it's good to hear from the Dying Light 2 team. It's gone gold, and good luck to them in February. Halo announced that Halo Infinite gets an increased XP payout for the first few matches of the day. So when you log into Halo, or Halo Infinite, I should say, get your matches in, and you should get a massive boost for your XP. Well, maybe not massive, but, you know, you would know. The first game gets 300 XP. The second and third game get 200 XP. Fourth through sixth gets 100 XP. And seventh and beyond gets 50 XP. This is coming to us from Destructoid.com. And you can look for a Halo Infinite Battle Pass Program XP payout first matches update. That's a long title, guys. You can check that out yourself over on Destructoid.com. But still, if you have that game, that's still pretty good. And I would still say, go get it. Also from Destructoid, we talked about Rain about a month or so ago over on the weekly Group Quest show. And apparently now there's a Grand Theft Auto update that is kind of taking the Rain down a few notches. Mostly, it's general fixes that will not go through lakes, go into buildings, and basically will just be kind of eradicated from some things. And they did tone Rain down there as well. Once again, that comes to us from Destructoid.com, and really, that's good to see for all of you Grand Theft Auto players. And by the way, there's a lot of spelling changes too, just to let you know. Now, one thing I did not say in the opening is Overwatch fans aren't happy. This comes to us from .esports.com. And according to a Reddit page, talking about Sigma, the character Sigma, there was no backstory coming with that character. Well, there was some backstory, but there was no explanation as to, you know, what was going on with Sigma. Why is he a weapon right now instead of a person? What made him change from one thing to the other? And yes, I know about the video, okay, when he first came out. I get that. But still, there had to be more backstory for that, and there has not been. So if you want to read up on this, go to .esports.com, click on Overwatch, then news, then Overwatch fans aren't happy that Blizzard has done nothing with Sigma. Now we're going to get, well, let me see. Let's go over here first. Let's go to Square Enix, and they issue a severe congestion warning ahead of the Endwalker launch. And this comes from a tweet or an article. It says, we would like to share some information regarding the congestion that may occur during early access period and release of Endwalker. That came right from the Final Fantasy team. So what they are really concerned about is people won't be able to log in because that is the basics of severe congestion. So that came to us from GameInformer.com, and that was released today. So go check that out. Endwalker is a Final Fantasy franchise, and it's Final Fantasy Online, Final Fantasy 14. So, yeah, go check that out. And this comes to us from Engadget. And Twitch now going to work with SharePlay on the iPhone and iPad. So here's what's going to happen. If you have Twitch on your phone, on your iPhone, or on your iPad, you will be able to connect that with iOS version 15. I want to say it's 15. iOS version 15.1. So that will be up to 42 people, I believe, what I saw. I'm sorry, 32 people that can watch the same stream while they're on a FaceTime call. Okay, so you could have 32 people watching your stream on a FaceTime call. Just something to let you know. You can find that on thegadget.com. You can read that for yourself as engadget.com/Twitch SharePlay iPhone iPad FaceTime. Okay. And lastly, for this bit of news, is can you find Spider-Man? Marvel's Avengers has put Spider-Man in the game, but you have to find him. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and really, really interesting to find that Spider-Man's in the game, but if you try to find him through the helicarrier, he's not exactly in the helicarrier. You can find that out on GameSpot.com/articles/Marvel's Avengers, how to find and play a Spider-Man. Will this get you to play Spider-Man? You can let me know at Joe Brums or at Group Quest, all on Twitter. And one little bit of breaking news. The National Legal and Policy Center, NLPC, has a written letter demanding that Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick to be removed from the Coca-Cola Board of Directors. The NLPC said, "Mr. Quincy, you have not hesitated to involve the company in a controversial public policy issues, even when significant portions of our customers, shareholders, and business partners have disagreed with your views. For instance, you made misinformed and inflammatory allegations about Georgia governor and legislature for passing the State Election Integrity Act of 2021. You called the new law unacceptable. Sexual harassment in the workplace is unacceptable. There exists no continuity in favor of sexual harassment except perhaps among corporate executives who cover for each other. It is time for you to confront Bobby Kotick's continued membership on the Coca-Cola board. Under your leadership, the Coca-Cola brand has been diminished as you have been criticized this country and its institutions, all while remaining silent about genocide in China and human rights abuses in dozens of nations where Coca-Cola products were sold. Your hypocrisy is not gone unnoticed. Virtual signaling and pandering is the loudest political activist is not replacement for real leadership. Do note that the National Legal and Policy Center is a right-wing nonprofit group that monitors and reports on ethics of public officials, supporters of liberal causes and labor unions in the United States. I do want to make that clear. This is from the right, not from the left. Okay, and it sounds like it comes from the left, but it's not. It's coming from the right, so do keep that in mind. This is, once again, a written letter, not a part of the lawsuit, not a part of the Activision Blizzard lawsuit. This does come to us from Wowhead, so hats off to them. And you will certainly hear about this in the weekly show. You can find us on Twitter at Group Quest. Me, I just said it, at Joe Brums. And we like to thank all of our sponsors, namely StackUp.org, Audacity, which you can find at thegroupquest.com and just click on the Audacity link, and all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. We will see you tomorrow with more news, and until then, goodbye.